And in the past, you know, players were always trying to get an advantage, and so pitchers would put something on the baseball, but they didn't always know whether it was working. It was a lot of sort of trial and error, whereas in this case, you can put something on the baseball, you can go stand in front of a TrackMan, you can throw it, and you can see right away, did that help my spin rate? Did it not? What can I change? You know, was it too sticky? You can do it much more scientifically than they could in the past. And so that is part of why it's proliferated, that guys have access to this technology and they can spend the offseason kind of fooling around with it.
That is Sports Illustrated reporter Stephanie Esposito. She talked to WGN's John Williams about this, about the sticky stuff. And Kevin Powell is here. You know, it started when Country Joe West threw out a St. Louis Cardinal pitcher in the game against the White Sox. And the manager sort of said, this is an open secret in baseball. And it's not even an open secret now. Everybody's talking about it. Even Ron Kittle, who joins us on a phone line now. Ron, welcome.
How you guys doing?
Hey, I got to ask you, are you still on Facebook? Because I used to see you all the time, and I haven't seen you lately.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook every day.
That's what I was afraid of.
I think it's the first 25 people that make comments are the ones that are in your little loop.
No,
well, they're in charge of the world. What the hell? I don't know.
No, wait. Now, if you defriended me, it's okay. Just tell me, Ron.
I wouldn't even know how to friend anybody, let alone defriend anybody.
we wanted to hear your take on this because, there's so many questions I have about it, but what's your opinion of what's going on right now?
You know, it came out a few weeks back with Trevor Bauer, you know, pitching for the Dodgers, that he was putting something on the ball. He's probably having his worst season in the last five. So somebody's beating the daylights out of him, whether he's tricking people or not, you know, you got DeGrom in New York. Somebody said he's doing something. 101 miles an hour from every angle. He's just nasty pitching. But in the past, you know, George Vukovich for the Brewers was pitching one day when I was batting, and he threw a pitch. Honest to goodness, spit hit my glasses. and the umpire says, give me the ball, George. And they're yelling back and forth. And he goes, no. Then finally, the umpire walked out to him. I'll never forget this because I was still in the batter's box, and George was 10 feet away and rifled the ball at the umpire's chest, and it rolled into the grass. So, but see, when it's hot, you're sweating. You know, you got long sleeves on. Most of them do. Sweat drips on the ball. Water will make anything move in any direction. Do they have to cheat? They don't have to cheat because everybody's got that launch angle uppercut swing. So if you keep it low in the strike zone, you're not going to hit anything that moves.
Well, when you watch a game, other people who know the game much better than I do, they say you can watch a game and see a pitcher's doing it, see when they're going to the bill of their cap or the inside of their belt. And they said, the article said that pitchers pretty much don't even try to hide it anymore.
You know, there was in the old days where people, Dave Stewart had like pine tar on the back of his pants, on the side of his pants, and you can see it. You're sweating. I don't know if it's... they're cheating every pitch. I don't even care. I got in the batter's box. I thought it was a battle, a challenge. You win. I win. I didn't think much of it, to tell you the truth.
Well,
but
that's an
everybody's got an excuse now.
Well, that leads me to what is central as far as I'm concerned, because this article talked about how, you know, they'd even see players in the dugout holding the palm of their hand downward and the ball would stick underneath. These were bench players who were doing this. And this all comes up because the batting average is so low this season. There's not a lot of offense, and the idea is that these pitchers are doing this. So if you're a hitter, and you know this is widespread on your team and other teams, you're the person being hurt by this, whether it comes to your next contract or your free agency or whatever. If it's an issue, why aren't the guys with the bats in their hands raising more of a stink?
You know, maybe they're just stinking at the home plate at the time. You know, people are hitting good. I don't know if it's hurting the swing or not. I mean, I see everybody trying to hit a home run in the game of baseball. And the ballparks are designed for home runs, let the ball fly out of the ballpark. Not like the old style ballparks where they're a long way and no aerodynamics. But it's just a game. I mean, if you stink, you got to look for excuses. I don't hear anybody that's hitting 300 complaining about different things. You know, I don't know. I'm not paying attention to everybody's batting average out there, but the home runs are flying out of the ballpark like crazy, and people are striking out like crazy.
So you think too much is being made of it?
Oh, absolutely. Put people in the stands, let them watch a ball game, buy a hot dog, and enjoy the game. There's some really good pitchers out there.
You mentioned Dave Stewart and George Vukovich. So how widespread was this sort of stuff when you were playing?
I didn't see much of it, to tell you the truth. But I know the good pitchers don't need to trick anybody, honestly. It's the ones that are scuffling a little bit, trying to do something. I've seen third basemen when they get somebody out, throw the ball around the horn, take their cleats and nick it and put a nick on the ball. I mean, I saw Tommy John do it one time. Catchers would throw the ball back and hit their shin guards and nick it. You know, so there's a little thing where somebody have a fingernail. But, you know, pitchers are like manicurists. I mean, they're in there taking care of their fingernails prettier than women do. You know, so they got some sharp edges to cut into the seams and throw. And, you know, good pitchers nowadays have five pitches, and they throw them from every different angle. So the ball's going to do something all the time.
Ron Kittle is on a phone line with us. Ron, Kevin Powell and Lauren Lapkar here as well. They traveled with you, I think, once or twice on one of your getaway trips, too.
Yeah, to Mexico. They did a great job. It was a lot of fun, and hope we do it again.
We had a great time. Good to talk to you, Ron. You know, you mentioned the whole uppercut swing, and it is interesting. The White Sox lead the majors in run differential this year at plus 85, yet they've hit the third fewest home runs in the American League. So you can do it without it. You know, Theo Epstein's been assigned this consulting gig with the commissioner's office to try and fix offense in baseball and create more action at the plate. What do you think baseball can do other than what you've pointed to, which is the way batters are approaching and the way they've been trying to swing? What are some things you think that Major League Baseball can do to create some more offense and create a little bit more excitement in the game?
You know, the game's been played for over 100 years, I believe. It hasn't changed. The baseball's round, the bat's round. You got to hit a square to make it go somewhere. I definitely don't think it's changing uniforms every other day to make it look cool.
Here. I'm so with you there.
You know, just wear, you know, when it's a uniform means everybody wears the same thing, same color shoes, same color everything. You know, and somebody said, "Kitty, you're old school." I said, "I don't give a shit."
Well,
I like the game of baseball played 9 innings. I don't like these 7 inning games.
That's crazy,
you know,
isn't it? Okay, wait.
Base.
Okay.
I think it's ridiculous.
Okay, wait. Here's one for you. I'm so glad you're here. So they do play a 7 inning game. A pitcher throws a no-hitter for 7 innings. Should that count or not count? Because according to the rule, it doesn't count.
Well, it's... Yeah, I think it's a no-hitter.
Yeah, it's a no-hitter.
If the league labels it as a full game of 7 innings, it's a no-hitter. Absolutely.
All right, so what do you make of the White Sox this year? They're looking pretty good so far. You think they could hold it up? I mean, they've survived with some pretty catastrophic injuries so far.
I tell you what, the way they're playing with losing a couple key components of the team, I think Tony La Russa's done a marvelous job out there. I've said it before, and I think I told you, it's probably the best acquisition the White Sox could have had. He's 3 innings ahead of everybody. I mean, does he know all the new rules? I don't even know all the new rules. you play the game as hard as you can until the last out. I think the guys are on his side, and he's going to make those players better. You know, I'm not knocking Ricky Renteria. I love Ricky. But I know 5 years from now, these guys who are playing for Tony are going to come say, "I played for Tony La Russa."
All right.
Tony's going to make you better. He will, honestly, and I've known him since 1979.
I'm glad to hear you say that because he's gotten ripped left and right. All right, we're going to check in again, okay, Ron? I got your number.
Sounds good.
And
I appreciate it.
But connect again with Facebook, will you? It's kind of hurt my feelings.
You got to. I don't know how that works, honestly. I really do not.
We'll talk again. Ron Kittle, right. And if you're keeping track, he said he doesn't give a shoe. WGN.